At this time, I would like to speak about the practice of meditation and give some further and more detailed instructions for how we will be guiding the practice. Yes, maybe we need a translation to Hebrew. Is there this possibility? Yeah, I wonder. Okay. I'm not sure of the system. Is there someone doing the translation?
No, she just went to the bed.
Okay, you're offering the translation. Thank you, Miriam. And someone is needing translation? You should go and... Yeah. Maybe see if you can find a place where you can sit and be able for this sitting to be there. So it's maybe then easier to do your practice there rather than listen and try to come back. I guess she needs that translated. So the practice of meditation is essentially an inner turning towards our experience with an interest to meet and to understand it, to see clearly what is the truth of our moment-to-moment experience, and through this seeing to come to understand our life and to live in accordance with what is true and what we discover in our own experience to be of benefit, to be helpful. So meditation isn't so much about a particular kind of technique or a thing we must do in a certain way to produce a particular experience. Although there is very much this area of technique of that, what we will specifically instruct, the spirit of the meditation is most important. A sense of being interested in and open to the truth of our life and the truth of our experience moment by moment, to live in a way in which we are close, we are intimate with, and which we welcome our life, and we welcome our experience. In order to do this, we must make the intention, we could say, we need to turn towards the possibility of letting go of the stories and the involvement we have in the past and the future, to actually come towards, to come close to be near the experience that is happening right now, to be close to what is arising in us and around us, right here, in this place, in this moment. And so, although there are many important things that arise and we can learn from the past, many important things we must attend to for the future, in the context of the meditation practice, we give ourselves permission to let this go, these worlds of past and future, and to wholeheartedly give ourselves to where we are, to just this. There is something very simple, something very immediate, and yet profound with depth and possibility to be discovered right here. And this is the only place we can ever discover this. And so this practice is this, and it is founded on this inner intention or orientation, this way we turn towards our experience and the immediacy of it. It is less about whether we are sitting or walking or standing, less about whether our attention goes to this experience or that experience, but more being interested to understand how the mind is coming to meet the experience, whatever it might be, and understanding what can contribute, what can support, what can be helpful and beneficial for our welfare, for our well-being in this meeting. So with this, we generally begin by simplifying the usually complicated way our life unfolds, to make it more simple. And in this, we can just choose what is most immediate, what is most available to us in sitting meditation. The simple experience of the body sitting is what's most standing out, what's most obvious in one sense. And when we turn our attention to the body, we find the body is sitting, the body is breathing, its natural function, its primary activity in which our life is sustained moment by moment. So we use the experience of the body breathing, sitting here and breathing, as the reference, as the grounding place that we can connect with and that we can use to establish ourselves in the present, in the immediacy of right here, right now. So we're not making the breath or the body somehow more important than everything else, but we're using it to begin with, because if we try to make, to include everything in our attention, we very quickly and easily become lost or scattered, caught up in too many things and not really able to connect with or see clearly any of them. As we do this practice, we begin to deepen and develop our capacity to meet experience. And as this capacity deepens, we need to and we will include the full range of all experience. Meditation must encompass the whole of our life if it is to transform our life. And it must ultimately encompass the whole world if it is to transform the world. And so we need to understand that in choosing to focus or to gather the attention into the body and with the breathing, this is not making a statement about other experiences that says that they are not important or somehow less spiritual or in any way offering less possibility, but just that it's useful and it's helpful to make it simple, to allow ourselves, allow our heart, our mind, our body to gather, to settle, to more deeply rest in this moment and to be able to become more sensitive, to see, to feel, to touch and be touched by the truth of our life and the truth that is through all of life. So we can take a moment at the beginning of a meditation period to just feel our body, to notice what it's like as the body sits upon the earth, whether in a chair, on a cushion, using a bench, kneeling, feeling the way the weight of the body presses down. There's a firmness, a solidness, a substantiality in the simple experience of body sitting on the earth. And to know the way we contact, we are connected with this by feeling it directly. in the meditation, we're learning to meet experience without processing it so much from the conceiving, from the mind that thinks about through ideas and through concepts and labels, but coming more directly into contact with the way we know the experience through inhabiting it, through giving attention to it directly. So we know the body is sitting on the earth, not because we look at it or think about it, but because we can feel this taking place, where our bottom, our buttocks, press on to the seat or the cushion, where our feet or our knees touch the earth. We feel this. Taking a moment also to just consciously establish an upright quality, the way in which our body rises up from that seat, from that ground, from that connection with earth, and is extended intentionally and consciously up, we could say, into the sky. So there is an alertness, an uprightness that is expressed in the body. And with that also upright quality, allowing oneself to relax, allowing a sense of softening, of letting go of those places we habitually hold, we tend to contract or carry, that we don't need to hold, we don't need to carry, that we can allow the face to soften. We can notice if there is holding around the mouth or the jaw or the eyes, or the temples, the sides of the head. And just allowing, not forcing it to, but allowing so far as it can. There's some release or relaxing. Likewise, the neck and the shoulders. If we are aware of some tension here, some holding or tightness, just allowing this to begin to soften. As if we let ourselves know that for now we don't need to hold on here. It's not that we say we shouldn't, we must let go, because this is not something we force. It's something we invite and allow ourselves to find our own way, allow our body, our heart, our mind to find its way. So we give some guidance and suggestion, but we do not make demands here of our experience or of our bodies. Or anything else. And as we allow some softening, we can also just feel the area of the chest, of the belly. Noticing here again, we may often hold one way or another. Things that for now we do not need to be holding. And just feeling what it is to give yourself permission to let your body be as it is. To let the chest be open and the belly soft. So the breathing can flow easily, naturally, just however it does in your body. This natural process that sustains our life moment by moment, breath by breath, is very useful in meditation as a place to bring our attention, as a place to gather our heart and our mind with the body, the breathing that takes place in the body. We don't have to do the breathing. It happens naturally by itself. We're just asked to connect with this simple experience of body sitting here, body breathing, as a way of being present. And noticing as we do this that many other experiences may arise. Thoughts and feelings may come. It's okay. Whatever arises is not to be seen as an obstacle or even a distraction, but simply an experience that comes. If we find we become lost in reaction to or thinking about such other experiences, in noticing that, we ask ourselves to come back again to the body, to the breathing. But not in a sense that we feel that somehow it was a mistake that we had a thought, or it was a failure that we had a feeling or a reaction, but just that these things happen, and what serves the process and the practice of meditation here is that we let them go. We don't have to push them away, but we let them go. And we gather again the attention, we return again to the body, to the felt experience of breathing. And if as you sit here, and maybe for those particularly who are new to meditation, if it's not easy to feel the sense of your breathing in your body, just taking a moment to notice the area where the breathing takes place, the belly, the chest, the throat, the nostrils. And notice whatever you notice in this area. In some approaches to meditation, we may be told you must pay attention to one place, or this place, or that place. And actually, it's not true. What is important is you find the way to connect that works for you. And to begin with, to notice where the breathing is most clear for you, most available. Maybe the rising and falling of your belly. Maybe the way the chest expands and then relaxes. It may be the sense of air moving in the throat and the nostrils as you breathe in and breathe out. But whatever is most clear for you, begin with this. And if you do not feel the breath clearly, it's okay and can be useful for some, for many, in fact, to just place the soft, open palm of your hand in contact with your belly, upper belly, or the middle of the chest. And if you do so very gently, you will probably notice you can feel the breathing more clearly. It stands out. And this is a support you can use if you find it helpful. Just to connect, just to establish yourself with this experience of breathing. Breathing in, breathing out. And however you experience it, this breathing, what it feels like when you look inside to this, to let it be just as it is. We do not attempt to control or manipulate this experience or any experience here. So the breath may be long or short, rough or smooth, deep or shallow. Simply noticing how it is and beginning to deepen the relationship with this experience by letting it be at the center of your attention. And knowing it directly. This body breathing in. Just as it does. This body breathing out. Just like this. For most people, it's useful to have the eyes closed. Unless you are feeling particularly drowsy, in which case it's useful to have them a little open. Or if you're familiar and trained and practicing with your eyes open, that's okay. But not looking around, just simply softly focused in front of you on the floor. And noticing as you come to the breathing experience. Can we do this in a way in which we are full and firm in our intention, but also soft and gentle, not trying to grab hold of and squeeze tightly with our attention, but just touching, feeling, allowing the flow and movement of breathing, this organic life, expressing itself right here in this body, which can be known by mind and heart directly. Again and again, returning, reconnecting with this simple experience. This body sitting here, breathing in, breathing out. Just as it does. Knowing this experience quite simply and directly from the inside, just as you are. Beginning again, just where you are, coming back to this body breathing, right here, again and again, just this, just now. And for the last 1 or 2 minutes of the sitting, relaxing if we notice we've become tight in the body, softening so far as we can any demand or pressure, and just staying close, being sensitive to this simple body breathing experience. Just however it is for you right now. And when you hear the sound of the bell, just listening to the sound as it arises, while it continues and until it fades away, including this hearing as part of the meditation. So the sitting is finished when the sound has faded. And the listening is equally the practice in this moment when sound arises. So please take a moment if you need to bring some ease to your body, to change your posture, just to adjust or stretch something if it can be helpful for being at ease. It takes a little while to find our way into the process of the practice. So it's really important, particularly if doing it for the first time or relatively new to this, to be patient, to be gentle, to give yourself space to learn what will work and be useful, and to see what is possible for you. I'd like to also give some instruction for the walking meditation, but there are a couple of practical things I want to mention first. So, after the walking meditation instructions, those of you who have signed up for a work meditation to give service in the taking care of the tea table, could you please come to the kitchen to meet with one of the kitchen staff there, or maybe it will be actually at the tea table. I'm not sure now, actually. In the kitchen. Good, that's what I thought. Great. Come to the kitchen, please. So that will be in 5 or 10 minutes when we're finished here. And then you will get your instructions for this service. Thank you. We will also be arranging and letting you know the details of how we will enable, for those who wish to observe the Yom Kippur with fasting, to be able to do this. And so you know, we will arrange that there is an evening meal on Tuesday, tomorrow evening, before the formal fasting begins. And there will be a meal on Wednesday evening, a little later than usual, after the formal fasting begins. So for those who feel they would like to participate and to undertake this practice, this will be supported by the retreat. And we would like to ask, so the kitchen knows, who will be practicing the fasting on Yom Kippur, to sign their name on a form that will be there. It may be not there quite yet, but by lunchtime it should be there. And please put your name down this during lunchtime so they know and can plan for the numbers that will need food or not need food during this time. Is that clear for you? And we will say more about how the day will be, but that's the practical thing we need to organize now, or at lunchtime particularly. Good. Thank you. So, walking meditation. In this retreat, we will use some different forms for meditation: sitting, walking, standing. And in all the forms, the practice is in its heart, it is the same. To see what is possible for us to be awake, to be present, to be alive and conscious and sensitive to what is happening right here, right now. And in the different forms, we will choose a different way to pay attention, or a different thing we pay attention to. But it's always, in fact, the same most obvious thing that's happening. So in the sitting, it's the fact that we're sitting, and what's mostly happening when we're sitting is breathing. So we use this. In walking, it's the fact that we're walking, that we stand upright on the earth, that our feet touch the ground, and then we take a step and then another. And in standing, it's just that experience of standing up, feet on the ground, body upright. So the way the body is our primary reference. And the body is important and useful in this way because it's always here. It's always right now. The mind can go many places, and it seems it does. I don't know if you noticed in the sitting that maybe sometimes the mind went somewhere for anyone? No? Well, okay. Fine also if it doesn't. But the body stays here. You notice the body was here the whole time, even if the mind went somewhere else?
Yep.
And so that's why we use it. It doesn't go somewhere else. It's always here. And so in the walking, we find a place where we can do some moving of the body in that walking way that is not our usual walking where we're going somewhere. And when we walk in our life, usually we're busy, we have come from one thing, we're going to another thing, and our focus is more on where I'm going or where I came from. In the walking meditation, the focus is on where I am. This is the meditation. What is here? What is now? And what can be discovered in this place? So we use the experience of what we feel directly when we place our feet upon the earth, when we lift one foot and return it, what that experience is like, how it is for us as our body moves through the space, through the wind, through the cool or the heat of the air, the sun, the breeze. And we let this be the place where we establish ourselves. Walking meditation is really beneficial, really helpful. Sometimes we may have the idea that it's not really meditation. Some people think, you know, it's not actually the proper thing. Some traditions don't even practice walking meditation. And each makes their own choice, of course. But walking meditation offers us the opportunity to be awake while the body is in motion and while there is a little more going on than in the sitting. So it's actually a very helpful practice in translating this wakefulness, this mindfulness, this quality of presence into more ordinary or even you could say, complicated activities of our lives. And it also gives us a chance to practice when our eyes and our ears are open. It's good to do walking meditation with your eyes open. For most people, most of the time, I very much recommend this. I once had a student who walked very mindfully into a pond. And it was a little cold. They were not hurt, but you can see it's maybe obvious. It's a good idea to have your eyes open when you're walking. But the focus, again, to what is here, and we see our attention go somewhere else, we bring it back. To not fight with the mind when the attention goes somewhere else. To not judge or blame the mind or ourself, or wherever the someone makes a sound, we think, my mind shouldn't go there. No, the mind goes. We notice the mind goes, and then we can bring the mind back. So the attention moves, but the intention stays steady. The attention, what I focus on, moves. Sometimes it's what I choose, my feet, my breath. Sometimes I do not choose it, it just goes. But then I see, it goes here. Okay, I bring it back. To not make a struggle or a problem out of the movement, but to be interested to see what's happening when this takes place. In this way, we come to understand our mind and our heart. And in fact, we can understand what's happening most of our life when we're not paying attention in this way. The mind is driven in conditioned patterns that are often leading to suffering, to pain, or to not as much happiness or fulfillment. So when we see the mind move, we learn from it. And in the walking, we have many opportunities for this. So we start, we find a place, perhaps 5, maybe 10, could be 15 meters, to walk back and forth and to know we are walking. Going nowhere, it's completely useless, this activity. It produces nothing of benefit, nothing you can sell in a shop or a marketplace. It's not without benefit, but it doesn't produce something. It's not its idea to have a special experience. But to use it to learn about the nature of experience, this is what meditation is concerned with. So we cannot measure our meditation by what happens when we do it. Only by the effect that we may see over time and how we learn, how we grow, how we transform. So I'd like to give some experiential instruction for the walking, and then there'll be time for walking meditation, and then we'll come back for some further sitting at 11 o'clock. Yeah, I think that's... I'm trying to remember if there was anything... Is there anything else we need to say practically at this point? Okay, good. My memory is not so reliable these days, it seems, so I'm just checking. So if you'd like to come to standing, somewhere where you can stand on the floor, perhaps not on your mat, and where you have a little space, you don't need a lot, just a little space in front of you. Place your feet about shoulder width apart or below your hips, pointing relatively straight forward so you can stand with some ease. And just soften your knees so you feel you don't bend them, but soften behind the knees. Take a moment to feel the way the weight of your body presses into the earth. It takes a moment for the attention to get all the way to our feet. Sometimes it's a long way from the mind where we do a lot of thinking and tend to spend a lot of time just to come down to earth, come down to the ground, to feel whatever it feels like for you, where your feet are touching the floor, standing on the earth. And now just notice what it is like, what you feel as you move the weight into the left foot. I will mirror that to do the same. And then move your weight into the right foot. Notice what that's like, how the experience in the feet changes and in the legs change. Coming back into the left, feeling how the weight and the experience changes. And with the weight in the left, you can just lift your right foot and take a small step, a few centimeters. And then moving the weight into the right foot, lifting up the left, taking a small step to stand beside the right. And this is the practice of walking meditation. Now, you don't have to walk so slowly as we have done just now. In fact, for many people, it's useful to begin just a little more slowly than normal and allow yourself to slow down organically, to not force yourself to be super slow. There are no prizes for walking more slowly than anybody else. And also, there is nowhere to go. You don't achieve more by going back and forth more times than anybody else. So what's really the practice here is to look, what helps me, what helps you to connect, to be sensitive, to be in touch with this experience of walking. And if you become a little lost or you feel like, this is silly, what am I doing this for, I don't understand, just take a moment to stand still, as we are now. And arrive, feel yourself standing on the earth, beneath the sky. And you are here. And then again walk. I often stop also for a few moments at the end or the beginning, once I turn around, for each length of the path, and just arrive, take a breath, and then begin walking. You do not need to focus on the breathing while you walk. But if you notice the breathing while you walk, it's okay. You don't have to look for it. But if it's there, you may notice it's just a natural part of the rhythm of the body in walking. When we leave the meditation hall, it's good to not walk so slowly. In fact, to walk more normally, so that the people at the back of the line will leave the meditation hall before the next sitting begins. This is useful because they may need to go to the toilet. So at this point we move more like we are leaving a normal, but also with mindfulness, with awareness. And then when you find your place, you can slow down. You may wish to be inside or outside building 11 and 12. There is a room that you can use inside if you wish with air conditioning. And also building 2 and 3 have a room that can be used if you wish to be inside with some protection from sun and cool air. But for me, I like to do walking outside to feel the earth and the grass and the sky. But you find what is good for you. And then we come back together in half an hour for the next sitting at 11 o'clock. Thank you.